WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore bridge collapse. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Baltimore, at least six people still unaccounted for after that huge cargo ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse overnight. The mangled steel shell of the bridge, along with conditions in the water, making search and rescue even more difficult. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on scene.
This is just a massive area that they're searching. We have seen the U.S. Coast Guard here all morning. There is also a heavy presence of helicopters overhead. They're diving underwater. Earlier, police said they did detect through sonar activity evidence of vehicles underwater. So they're looking to try to find the victims there. But this is very much an active scene. It has been all throughout the morning.
Two people were rescued earlier. The NTSB also on scene to begin its investigation. The economic damage also a concern. Baltimore is the ninth largest port in the U.S. Authorities have now suspended cargo ships in and out of the port until further notice. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
50,000 gallons were needed to extinguish a commercial fire in the town of Cold Spring on Friday night. According to Whitewater Fire and EMS, crews responded to a commercial fire about 5 to 6 miles north of the City of Whitewater Fire Station in the town of Cold Spring. A large outbuilding was on fire. The building allegedly was a legacy barn that had been converted to a privately owned automotive shop. A Hartford man has been charged with his fifth OWI after a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 12 near Ferndale Road in the town of Delton Saturday night. 49-year-old Fred J. Loud of Hartford was arrested for his fifth OWI. A 63-year-old Madison woman also charged with her fifth OWI after a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on U.S. Highway 12 near Lehman Road in the township of Baraboo. After observing signs of impairment, the deputy arrested 63-year-old Becky Castile for her fifth OWI. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A damp and dreary day with rain and even storms possible. Temperatures spike to 50 degrees, but quickly drop to the mid-30s for the rest of the day. Snow will start to mix in after 5. The flash freeze of everything wet will create tons of slippery surfaces. So watch where you step. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 52.
99.7 Max FM.
I want the love.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Shop local and save big each and every day of the week over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Brian Adams and Run to You.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Trying to keep it under. keeps us still warm.
FM Sports.
One final Cactus League game for the Brewers today with the regular season opener on Thursday in New York against the Mets. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Brewers beat the Rockies 10-1 yesterday. Same two teams to turn around and meet one final time today. The prognosticators pegging the Brewers somewhere in the middle of the National League Central this season. New manager Pat Murphy not about to put any projections on his team.
We're going to play hard, that's for sure. Super bunch of guys that I think the fans will fall in love with, and you know, we're gonna play hard and compete and careful, because they might just believe themselves right into contention.
Bucks are back at it after an off day yesterday. They'll play host to the LA Lakers at five serve form. The Badger women came from 19 down to beat Southern Indiana 67-62 in the WNIT second round last night. Badgers improved to 14-16 and advanced to the next round. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray.
sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. You got a brand new soul. And a cross of gold. But Virginia, they didn't give you quite enough. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
Maximum hits the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's the lunch hour on your Tuesday. Get the party started with Pink.
Mercedes Benz. I got
90s, and more.
Clever. Did you stay up all night writing that?
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We're going to give you another chance next hour to win that Chula Vista getaway with our Ride Into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. We'll have a brand new keyword for you coming up in the 1 o'clock hour.
Good night's not enough for you. I'm sorry, baby.
Hall & Oates, maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hopefully that was during happier times for Hall & Oates, back when they kind of, sort of got along. Chucky, your forecast is coming up, plus music from Huey Lewis in the news.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, and we have new loaded cheesy ranch sticks on our buffet. You can also order them to carry out or delivery. So it's our regular cheesy ranch sticks, and you can add two items to it. So one of our favorites is pineapple and bacon pieces, and then get the barbecue dipping sauce on the side. Oh, yum. Come in and enjoy.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. There's a number of great Easter egg hunts for the kiddos all across the area for this Easter weekend. Prairie du Sac Fire Department is going to be hosting their Easter egg hunt and 5K run walk. So it'll be happening on Saturday, March 30th at Marion Park. $20 if you pre-register, $25 if you register the day of, and that is for the 5K run walk. The Easter egg hunt is a free event, weather permitting, will start at 10 a.m. You can go to pdsfire.com or check out their Facebook page for more details. The Portage Lions Club will also be hosting their Easter egg hunt that same day. This will be on the John Muir and Woodridge School grounds. Thousands of foil-wrapped chocolates will be on the grounds. The hunt will start promptly at 10 a.m. Children will split into the following age groups: 1 to 3 years old, 4 to 6, 7 to 8, and 9 to 11-year-olds. The Easter Bunny, along with Leo the Lion, will be on site for photo opportunities. Bring along a sack or basket to collect some sweet treats, and in the case of poor weather, the Lions will pass out eggs on the curbside. Again, this is going to be on Saturday, 10 a.m. until 10:30, and it's from the Portage Lions Club. And the Easter Bunny will continue to stay busy as they'll be heading over to Roxbury on Saturday at 1 p.m. St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. The Easter egg hunt will happen rain, snow, or shine for this one. There's also going to be live bunnies. Bring your camera for a picture with the Easter Bunny. And, of course, the traditional Easter egg hunt will have treat bags courtesy of the Knights of Columbus. All are welcome. Again, this one is happening at St. Norbert's Church in Roxbury. Again, these are just a few of the many Easter-related events happening around the area. Many businesses will also have some as well. Check out the area Chamber of Commerce website for more details or individual businesses for their specials and deals.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A damp and dreary day with rain and even storms possible. Temperatures spike to 50 degrees but quickly drop to the mid-30s for the rest of the day. Snow will start to mix in after 5. The flash freeze of everything wet will create tons of slippery surfaces. So watch where you step. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 52. 99.7
Make a one man weep, make another man sing.
80s, 90s, and more.
Oh, wonderful!
99.7 Max FM.
Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip.
And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Maximum hits, the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Queen. And another one bites the dust. We're going to give you another chance to win that Chula Vista getaway. It's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to have a brand new keyword for you to text in. We'll tell you what that keyword is coming up. Plus, another 50-minute music hour is heading your way with Roxette.
That love falls apart, your little piece of heaven turns to dawn. Listen to your heart.
Max FM with David Bowie.